Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Primed to Perform by Neil Doshi and Lindsay McGregor. Sophie, did this book change the way you think about why we work?
It really did, Sam.
The book makes a strong case that motivation is the biggest driver of performance, far more than strategy or talent. And the authors have this framework called Total Motivation, or TOMO, that explains how different motivations actually shape our results.
Right. And they start by challenging the old idea that people are lazy and need carrots and sticks to perform. They trace that back to Frederick Taylor in the industrial era, but they show it's actually counterproductive.
Exactly. The evidence from psychology and neuroscience says the opposite. So they break down motivation into three types.
First is direct motivation. That's when you genuinely enjoy the work itself. You're engaged, curious, in a flow state.
Then there's indirect motivation, which comes from external rewards like bonuses, recognition, or promotion. That can be useful in moderation, but it gets toxic if it's the main driver.
And then there's the dark side, emotional pressure, fear of failure, trying to prove yourself. That actually shuts down higher thinking and kills performance over time.
Exactly.
The authors call direct motivation high-octane fuel. It leads to creativity, collaboration, and resilience. The dark side is corrosive.
One example that stuck with me was Southwest Airlines. They've built a culture where employees genuinely care about each other and the customers, and that drives incredible service. It's all about direct motivation.
Right, and they contrast that with financial services firms where bonuses and fear of missing targets dominate. That leads to short-term thinking and even unethical behavior, like we saw with Enron.
It makes you realize how many companies get this wrong. They set up performance reviews and ranking systems that actually destroy motivation.
The authors argue that performance management, as we know it often, does more harm than good. Instead, they recommend frequent coaching and honest feedback, not evaluation and judgment.
And they introduce this concept called the prime, the set of signals an organization sends about what matters. Every decision, every system, every interaction shapes the culture.
Culture isn't a mission statement on the wall. It's the sum of behaviors that are rewarded, tolerated, or punished. So leaders have to be intentional about the signals they send.
What about purpose? They talk about the why of the work and the why of the organization.
Yes, both matter. The why of the work is direct motivation from the task itself, the joy of mastering something. The why of the organization is the larger mission. The most powerful cultures connect both.
I love that they give practical tools too, like the TOMO audit, where you ask employees why they work. That gives you a snapshot of your motivational landscape.
And they show how to redesign systems to amplify direct motivation, give autonomy, foster mastery, and create belonging. Psychological safety is key.
They even look at the Marines and the Mayo Clinic. In the Marines, young people are willing to die for each other because of that direct motivation and sense of purpose.
It's powerful stuff. And the authors are realistic. They know not all work can be intrinsically rewarding. But even then, leaders can redesign jobs or connect them to a bigger purpose.
Honestly, this book makes me rethink the way I approach my own work and how I lead. The takeaway for me is that if you want high performance, stop trying to control people and start creating conditions where their natural motivation can flourish.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. With over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great resource. Sophie, what's the one line you'd leave us with?
The highest performing cultures don't push people to work harder. They inspire people to bring their whole selves to work. We'll see you in the next one.